good morning, and welcome to an open phone day on the talk show. We've got Colin Letty across the console. He is our news director. Mikey J is our regular co-host, but now we've got a tri-host system going here. Colin is news director. And we're doing more interactive. We're going to be continue to be more interactive. We're going to talk about the issues of the day. We'll also talk about anything you want to talk about. It's an open phone day. That means anything goes. What's on your mind today? We've got a number of things to talk a little bit about. One is what's going on in the Illinois legislature. Colin, we talk about, I rail against the changing of our clocks twice a year. And the body clock is, I never get a benefit out of either one of them.
It does seem to pass by without a lot of notice, doesn't it, Steve?
Yeah, and the fact is people die. People die on the highways because of the fact that the Monday after either of the time changes, people have their body clocks disrupted, and so they're not going to be as fresh or alert or whatever. And it takes about 3 or 4 days. What do you think? 3 or 4 days, maybe, at least to get to kind of work it back in?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it depends. Some years I feel like it takes me weeks to finally catch up.
It takes me about a week. It takes me about a week to really feel like it doesn't matter whether it's quote unquote the switch over. I actually do better when we switch over and I lose an hour. For whatever reason, I actually do better for that than I do than when we extend the hour. Then I'm trying that whole weekend. I'm trying to stay up later, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But the reality is, it doesn't seem so then I just feel groggy. We're just out of sorts, and I think that's. Anyway, the Illinois legislature, they're saying, let's get rid of this thing.
They are. The bill to abolish daylight savings time has passed through the Illinois Senate and will now face vote in the Illinois House of Representatives. And from what I understand, or from what's been reported from other news sources, including here, if passed, then it will go into effect in March once they spring forward, and they will stay in standard time for years to come.
Or wait a minute. They would, in March, it would be in March.
Once
they spring, they would stay in daylight time.
Stay in daylight time.
They would stay in daylight time.
Excuse me, I meant to say that.
Yeah, it would stay in daylight time the year round, and I've said it before. Okay, pick one or the other. I don't care which one you do, but why do we've got 8 months of daylight savings time, 4 months of standard time. I keep forgetting on our log which one to check, whether it's DST or...
A large number of states have actually put forward legislations like this, and a couple of them, like Hawaii and parts of Arizona, if I'm not mistaken, have adopted this policy.
Yeah, there are 35 states that a bill has come through this year that I'm looking at right here. 35 states have put forward a bill this year to standardize or completely eliminate daylight savings time.
That's over
basically keep the time the same.
Yeah, same all year round. Right now it's Arizona and Hawaii, I believe.
And they stay on, yeah.
And now over one third of the country has put forward bills like this. Why not actually go forward and do it then?
Yeah, well, that's two-thirds, two-thirds of the country.
Over two-thirds.
Yeah, and so we've got, why do we continue to do this?
Yeah, well, what's the argument to keep it? I mean, that's what I want to hear.
There really is none.
I really don't hear anyone saying we really need to keep this.
The only thing, let's say we're talking about doing what the Illinois people did, or are talking about doing, and that is staying on daylight savings time all year round. The argument, well, what about the poor children in the dark? Well, they're going to be in the dark anyway.
By the time they get done with soccer practice, it's going to be dark outside.
They're either going to be going to school in the dark or they're going to be coming home in the dark, one way or the other. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I certainly do understand the logic for why not. Yeah, and yes, I'm always up in the dark. Weekends, yes. Okay, I'll see the sun in the weekends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello, there's sun.
Yeah, all three of us, we're up before the sun comes up. It doesn't really matter when the sun comes up to us.
Yeah, but I understand, people say, well, I like having the more sunshine, but you only get it for a few, you really don't get much of it. It's in the darkest part of the year anyway.
Yeah.
Right?
And I think originally it was put forward to try to save on candlelight or something or on oil.
Well, the original concept was partly that was what was proposed by Benjamin Franklin back in the 18th century. Now it did not go into effect. Daylight savings time, quote unquote, did not go into effect until it became wartime in World War I. And then wartime, there were places that actually jumped 3 hours during World War II.
Imagine that. Imagine springing, falling back 3 hours.
Actually, springing forward three hours.
I cannot imagine.
No, there was no falling back. They just sprung ahead, so they would have the bulk of the light. They would have light so that for raids and things like that, so people would be staying up later. And light, more light, and supposedly, and that was the idea, you know. So what do the Germans do? They bomb in the morning.
That's right.
Yeah, we send them out in the morning. Yeah, okay. I mean, look, time is the sun isn't going to change. It's still going to be the same amount of light. It's just a matter of when you have the light, and so we're artificially creating something that doesn't need to be artificially
tampered with. Kind of arbitrary. The sun's going to rise in the east, set in the west. It just matters when you. Doesn't really matter when you get up or not.
All right, I would go along if I was the governor of Illinois. I'd say, by golly, yes, let's start the trend. And you know what?
Yep.
You people in Iowa, okay, Reynolds and all the people in the legislature, join them, and then get the guys in Minnesota, get the guys in Missouri.
If I'm the governor of Illinois, more daylight, so I can tax everybody even more.
You know what? This having it be dark right now. Right now we're 4:40. Here's our sunset tonight.
We're getting into the early sunsets.
The sunset this afternoon, I should say. The sunset is at 4:47.
A late morning sunset.
The sun rises at 6:50. Now that would be 7:50 if we had it on. Look at this. What do you do in Alaska?
You just walk around and
it's dark all the time, and it's dark. It's dark, completely dark in the wintertime, and completely sunny in the summertime.
Yeah, the sun doesn't go down.
Talk about body clocks. Yeah,
that's absolutely. I could not imagine living in an area where it's dark all the time, one season, light all the time, one season.
We're going to be I'm going to Norway next year. When we are in Norway. When we're at the farthest point in the northest, as farthest point north that we go, we're not going all the way up to the land of the quote unquote midnight sun, but we are going to have it. Sunset will be at 11, I think, when we're at that highest point, 11:45 p.m. and the sunrise will be at like 2:30.
Nice.
Wow.
So it's
take a little cat nap and then right back
nice.
To it.
And at midnight it'll still be light. It'll still be light at midnight or twilight anyway. And so, room darkening curtains are recommended. But I have room darkening. I don't know. I have room darkening curtains too because in the summertime. Try to go to bed. Okay, I try to go to bed typically, so because I'm going to be up. My alarm goes off at 3:30. I try to have lights off at 8:00. Well, I guarantee you, in the summertime, 8:00, it's going to be pretty doggone light out.
Yep.
I guess the question about this daylight savings: could the government just make a decree? Could Trump on an executive order change daylight savings time, or is this something that has to go through Congress?
I actually think he could probably do a decree. I think he could. I could be wrong on that, but it would seem that that he could make a decree that we would. The people that would be arguing against it would say, "Well, states' rights," but all the states that are now participating in daylight savings time. How many people are going to be arguing against not having to change your clock?
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking. I wish they would do it at a federal level, and then
exactly.
And then I want to hear the argument for a state that wants to keep it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? And if they do want to keep it, they could. You know, because states' rights, but why would you?
Well, they could do it, but it's all a matter. Good morning. Who do we have with us today?
Oh, this is Jack.
Hey,
if
Jack.
President Trump made a decree like that, they'd impeach him.
You think so?
Yeah, I bet they would.
Well,
what you, guaranteed.
Well, golly, they'd impeach him anyway, right? Okay.
No, that's right.
Shot it. Okay, well, I forgot to do this. I'm sorry, but it was. Oh, I guess I don't even have. There we go. Hold on. Yeah, Jack, I don't know. Jack, what do you think? If Illinois passes a law that says they're never going to change their clocks again, do you think Iowa would go along with that?
No.
No.
We'd have to be different.
I guess.
Iowa and Illinois don't get along anyway.
It is a different world over in Illinois. Yeah. But anyway, all right. Hey, Jack, anything else on your
question.
Mind?
Question.
Yeah.
Yeah, who invented the 24-hour day time period? Whereas we have 24 hours or 60 minutes in an hour, how did they figure that all out?
Actually,
I thought that was the Roman calendar, right?
I
think it was.
Actually, it goes back. Well, we can find out about it because he's looking it up online. They did compute, obviously. In fact, if you go back to Stonehenge. And okay. Thousands of years ago, go back to the Greeks, and because establishing some form of time, and they had the sundial became what they used, in fact, I believe that is a Roman. Is that a Roman feature or is that a Greek feature?
Okay,
yeah,
so
Greek, yeah.
The calendar we use.
I'm just kind of wondering because time drives what we do or don't. We got to get up in the morning. You got to go to work. If there wasn't any time, we wouldn't have to worry about what time we got to work and what time we got home.
What's the story?
The story with how much time we have in a year is the Gregorian calendar from Pope Gregory the 13th. What I have here. About as far as the 24-hour time period, I'm trying to do some more digging.
That would be the sundial, wouldn't it? Be the sundial.
Well, it's because the Roman calendar was commonly used. They miscalculated how long the year was by 11 minutes.
Okay.
And so the Gregorian calendar made up for that by adding the leap year, I guess, and restructuring some of the other months slightly.
Okay.
But the calendar used to be on a 360-day rotating period.
Right.
And then it became 365 or 366 because they found out that over time period, pretty soon autumn would be in the summer and spring would be in the winter.
Yeah.
And so they had to adjust that. But, you know, I'm just kind of curious because, like I said, we are driven by time. We have to be at a certain specific place on time. We have to be in work at a certain time period. You know, if we did away with all this, maybe it'd be a little bit easier, less congested.
You know, I don't think we're going to do away with that. I think we're going to, because schedules and time, we live and we breathe and if you just said, well, get here when you feel, it's sort of like, okay, well, just get here when you feel like it. Get here when, you know, we've got a party going on tonight, but get here when you feel like it, okay?
I feel that's very much a biological need because humans, we are creatures of habit.
Yeah, we are.
And we need to have some things scheduled out.
I think so. Jack, anyway, Jack, thanks for calling up today, okay?
Thank you. Have a good day.
You do. All right. All right, let's see. Good morning on the talk show. Who do we have with us today?
I'm Perry.
Yes, Jerry.
I'm listening. It's Perry with a P.
Oh, Perry.
I'm listening about you just mentioned, I'm listening to radio, about the cars warming up, right? In this weather, though, the tranny is, I'm not a mechanic or nothing. But I've always been taught by my grandpa and stuff that in this weather, you warm it up so the transmission, when it's real cold like this, you put the transmission reverse or something to get out the driveway. You got to warm the car up for the transmission fluid to.
Okay.
You understand?
And you know what?
That's a suggestion.
All right.
You know, you said today's cars, you should put it on there. I think you should warm up. A lot of us drive, I don't care, 2005, 8, whatever, 2000.
All right.
If you warm your car up, the transmission fluid warms up, and your car, especially automatic, will shift better. That's why we warm the cars up.
All right.
Thank you. I think that was wrong.
All right. Thank you. All right. I don't know.
Helpful tip from Perry.
All right. You know what? I think a lot of times you warm the car up so it can get in, and it won't be so damn cold.
I know what he's referring to. This morning on my morning show, I was talking about how there's a report out today saying that most modern mechanics will tell you that these modern cars don't have a carburetor that requires you to warm up the engine before you go anymore. And so, that's what it's stating. And it's just kind of one of those things that we've held on to because older cars, you know, in the, in the 60s, 70s, before, you know, fuel injectors became almost standard in cars,
I tell you,
would have to warm up the carburetor a little bit before you went going or else things could happen. It would stall on you.
When we were growing up in the north, I remember when you go up to, we were up in Canada, and, you know, and you go to Minnesota and Canada, if you're checking into a hotel or a motel, they'll have among the amenities that they have is winter plug-ins. And what you have is you also sell, they sell an awful lot of engine, Canada particularly, and they have two things that we don't see a lot of down here, and that is engine block heaters and frost shields. You ever seen a frost shield? Do you know what that is? A frost shield goes on the windows because otherwise the frost would always be on that window and it would never, it's to create a gap. It's to create a gap between the window and it goes all the way.
Us peasants use cardboard, Steve.
Cardboard. Well, yeah.
It was always a pizza box for me.
This is actually not on the outside. It's on the inside of the car.
It goes on the inside?
This goes on the inside.
Or if you're desperate, a couple of layers of newspaper also
works. I mean, that's what I've seen where it's basically a blanket that fits over your windshield that you lay at night to keep the frost.
Because it's so cold, not even, you know, even defrosting isn't good.
For those of us who don't park in garages.
Yeah, but it's a matter of frost shields, you'll actually have a little air circulating inside of there so that it will stay and the air and when you do have the defroster on, it will be warming up the outside so it actually helps, but you don't see that in the United States. You never see that around here.
Also, it seems like good at it because in extremely cold temperatures, a lot of your engine fluids can thicken up and even frost over.
Although, you know what, the one thing I have noticed is that synthetic, 100% pure synthetic motor oil is a whole lot better in terms of its ability to not get gummy and that sort of thing, or turn thick and sludgy during the winter months. Anyway, we're going to take a break. 754-1490. We'll be back in a few minutes.
The will to win is not nearly as important as the will to prepare to win. We live for preparation, and we prepare to be the best that we can be for this game.
Pick six to start the game. Touchdown, Iowa.
Iowa hosts Minnesota Saturday with pregame at 1, kickoff at 3. Brought to you by Bob Dodds Insurance, Reinschmidt's Flooring America, the Danville State Savings Bank, and by Standard of Beaverdale on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
It's Moonlight Madness time at your local Hy-Vee and Agency this Thursday from noon to 9 p.m. Stop in for huge savings throughout the store. Grab a flyer on your way in and fill your car with deals like 24 packs of Coke, just $4.99. Bananas, 19 cents a pound. Ground beef, only $2.88 a pound. Economy packs of Sterzing's potato chips, just $1.88. 24 packs of Hy-Vee water, $1.77. And a half gallon of Prairie Farms chocolate milk, only 99 cents. It's Moonlight Madness this Thursday from noon to 9 p.m. at your local Hy-Vee store on Agency in Burlington.
Add a stylish look to your bathroom and save 11% off everything now at Menards. Update your bathroom with Max. The Orchestra freestanding tub is $7.11 after 11% off. The U-Tile Halo Shower Kit includes a shower door, base, walls, and shelf. $1,766.65 after 11% off. Sale prices are good through Saturday, November 16th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
This year, the Home Depot can help bring the holidays home for free with free delivery on online holiday decor like artificial Christmas trees, big, small, white lights or multicolored, 140 varieties. Pick one out and we'll deliver it over the river, through the woods, right to your door for free. Free delivery on online holiday decor only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Meet Anna. She's sleeping while wearing an Always Overnight pad.
I want to get a puppy.
When she's having a good night's sleep, she talks.
Wiggy, I'm a frog.
A lot. And she's sleeping
really well.
You said you'd come to the green.
With up to a 75% larger back than regular ultra-thin pads, always overnights give you up to 10 hours of leak-free protection.
My name is Special, and you're a dog.
So you can get the sleep of your dreams. Always.
Do your holiday shopping this Friday through Sunday at Farm King, and we pay the tax. Show your team spirit with an Evergreen Sports doormat, 20% off. Check out the kitchenware. Save $6 off a 6-quart crock pot, $10 off a New Wave electric skillet, and $20 off an 8-quart New Wave pressure cooker. Stock up because the tax is on us at Farm King. Save $4 off a 3-piece old-timer wood-etched knife set, a great gift. And save on snow tools, battery tenders, and Cooper tires. It's a pre-holiday we pay the tax weekend, Friday through Sunday at Farm King.
News now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
And now a look at today's headlines in the KBUR newsroom. I'm Colin Letty. The bids for the North Gear Avenue paving project are in, and the projected savings for the county will total about $1 million this year. The Hawkeye reports that the bids for the project came in at a 20% savings rate, totaling roughly $300,000. Jones Contracting of West Point was the project's lowest bidder, which offered a bid of $1.112 million. The next lowest bidder was Streb Construction of Coralville, which submitted a bid of $1.195 million. In the 2020 road construction program, the estimated cost would be $1.4 million, but more recently, officials have estimated the project would actually come slightly higher at $1.401 million. Reduced costs for the North Gear Avenue and the Iowa City Road paving projects have saved the county nearly $1 million in construction costs. A work session will be held in the next few weeks to discuss what the county will do with the project savings. A jury has found an Ottumwa man guilty of second-degree murder in the 2018 killing of another man. KTVR reports that 19-year-old Jacob Heckthorne was also found guilty Wednesday of assault with intent to commit serious injury in the August 23, 2018 shooting death of 43-year-old William Shettlesworth of Bloomfield. Heckthorne had been on trial for first-degree murder, but the Wapello County jury convicted on the reduced count after nearly 2 days of deliberation. Heckthorne had argued he shot Shettlesworth in self-defense as he tried to rescue a friend from a fight. Heckthorne faces up to 50 years in prison when he's sentenced in January. Two Iowa men have been sentenced to federal prison in separate child pornography cases. Federal prosecutors say 34-year-old Ryan Mitchell Buddy of Clinton was sentenced Tuesday to more than 10 years in prison for receiving and distributing child pornography. Buddy pleaded guilty to the count in July. Investigators say they found 365 images of child pornography on Buddy's 2 cell phones and 2 laptops. Also on Tuesday, 28-year-old Marcus Henry Benjamin was sentenced to more than 7 years after pleading guilty in June to 1 count of receiving child pornography. Investigators say Benjamin collected child pornography for more than 4 years, amassing a collection of over 1,200 images and videos. And those were today's headlines in the KBUR newsroom. I'm Colin Letty.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. There was testimony at yesterday's impeachment hearing about an overheard phone call between President Trump and the European Union Ambassador Gordon Sondland, and Sondland telling someone the president cared more about investigating the Bidens than Ukraine. Sondland is scheduled to testify publicly next week, and California Democrat Jackie Speier says about his closed-door testimony last month.
Gordon Sondland was not truthful to the committee. It's pretty obvious. I think he shaves a lot of truth from his answers.
Ohio Republican Jim Jordan says this is all secondhand information.
These are their first 2 star witnesses in this impeachment sham process they got going, and neither one had talked to the president.
He was on Fox and Friends. Former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick says in a new campaign video,
I admire and respect the candidates in the Democratic field.
And now he's joining them running for president. He's 63 years old, a friend of former President Obama's. America's listening to Fox News.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Well, it's going to be. We've got a little sunshine actually breaking through here. Partly sunny skies right now, 33 degrees. The sun, we've been predicting the sun would come out. And it did, but it's going to stay about the same temperature, maybe a degree or more. High of 33 today, which it is right now, mostly clear, 18 tonight. Tomorrow, though, warmer, up to 43 degrees, partly cloudy Friday night, down to 25. Right now, skies continue to be partly sunny. It is 33.
I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC. Stocks are a little bit lower on Wall Street this morning as the record-setting rally takes a little breather. The Dow is down 2 points, the Nasdaq down 15 points, the S&P is down a point. Producer prices were up last month, the most in 6 months, because of energy prices. This is a measure of inflation at the wholesale level. Apple CEO Tim Cook and President Trump are expected to tour Apple's factory in Austin, Texas, where the company will make the new Mac Pro. This comes after Apple successfully won tariff exemptions from the president on Mac Pro parts, which come from China. No date on the tour yet. Apple shares are ticking a little lower. Walmart's quarterly results beat Wall Street forecasts, and it raised its outlook. Shares are up 3%. And Starbucks has one of those buy one, get one free deals today on all grande or larger beverages from 2 to 7. You have to use the app. CNBC.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
If you have hard water, the lime scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate lime scale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to WaveBestWater.com. That's WaveBestWater.com.
PrEP is HIV prevention in the palm of your hand. One pill, once a day, can lower your chances of getting HIV. PrEP provides a high level of protection against HIV when taken every day. While on PrEP, you should visit with your healthcare provider every 3 months. With Iowa TelePrep, you can do that on your schedule, on your terms, from wherever you're most comfortable. You'll visit with a pharmacist using a private, confidential app on your tablet, smartphone, or computer. And medications are delivered right to your home, quickly and privately. MyPrep keeps you healthy.
MyPrep is peace of mind. MyPrep is safe, easy, and delivered. It's accessible, and it's confidential. MyPrep is affordable. It's freedom.
MyPrep is responsible. Iowa TelePrep is here for you. PrEP, HIV prevention in the palm of your hand. One pill, once a day, to lower your chances of getting HIV. For more information about PrEP and how to get started with Iowa TelePrep, go to PrepIowa.org. That's PrepIowa.org.
And there's a change in the weather.
It's horrible out here.
And you need to know.
I've never seen it like that.
Get fast, accurate weather information.
Your storm warning will remain
on air and online.
I always know it's going to be there.
News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. And online at KBUR.com.
It's an open phone triad today. Colin Letty across the castle. Mikey J is along with us. And I'm Steve Hexum. And we are talking about anything and everything we're talking about. Well, we were talking about time because Illinois is looking to do, or they at least have proposed, keeping the time the same. And they're looking at not changing, ever changing back after March. And I've said the same thing before, too. And we also talked a little bit about cars and with 24-hour day and the whole bit. But anyway, good morning. Who do we have with us today?
This is Dean. About Illinois, basically, I put it this way. I think if it's dumb for, like, you have different states do different times. If we're going to do this, that we should do it, let's go to Congress and say we want it one certain time and make it all around of every country, I mean every state in union at the same time, because I think that's going to cause more confusion, more harm. But I agree with you. What you said a long time. I had my way if I was president. I was just past bill saying, okay, this is what it's going to be: either daylight all the time, or the other one all the time.
Yeah, I agree with you there, Dean.
And that's what I would 100%. Do.
Yeah, there's no reason to change. I mean, the thing is, we don't get enough. Logic tells me, Dean, and it tells me, okay, frankly, would I be okay with it being standard time all the year round? Yes. Would I be okay with it being daylight time all the year round? Yes. It doesn't make much difference for me. But it does make, the difference does, is when we do the switching back and forth and it screws up your body clock. So I don't get to, I never really get to, I never enjoy the extra hour of sleep that happens in the fall. And losing the hour of sleep doesn't seem to be much of a difference either. So, I mean, I don't gain anything or lose anything. All I get is basically just groggy, and I'm just sort of out of sorts because my body clock isn't quite right. But anyway, that's...
Well, the other thing is this, that right now we got a new free trade agreement with Canada and Mexico. They approved it.
Mm-hmm.
But the Democrats, okay, the Democrats say they're for the working class and they're for the middle income. Then why don't they vote this yes or no if they want this trade agreement? Because the one they don't like because it has, oh, it's Trump, it's Trump. Oh, we hate Trump. Oh, he's so evil. And I think this is a shame because they're saying that they don't care about the American people. Because this should, let's just have a vote and vote on it. Basically, I do agree that we need a fair trade agreement with countries because they rip us off. But that's what we need to basically tell Congress to get out their butt and basically vote yes or no on this bill.
I think they're too busy right now working on impeachment. I think that's the problem.
Well, I watched a tiny bit of it, but as far as I care, it's a circus. It's ridiculous. I mean, let me give you an example. You got Virginia, they recently had their election, right?
Right.
You had a governor that not that long ago came out that he was wearing blackface or a Klan outfit.
Mm-hmm.
You had a lieutenant governor where two women accused him of basically raping and beating them, assaulting them, and they put those two, the people said, well, we don't care. We're going to put you back in power.
Yep.
So basically, I don't trust the American people when they say, oh, we think this is morally wrong, when they turn around and do the opposite. So this is just a political witch hunt on just basically, they just think that American people have no right to choose who should be president. And I've been on this phone before 100 times, and I said this 1,000 times. I don't like what Trump says sometimes. He makes fun of people, says nasty things about people, and what he said about that one veteran, I think he should apologize to the family that what he said about him, he should apologize to the family, because he was and he is a hero. And basically, if he has anything on Biden that tell Giuliani, if I was president, bring it out, show it to the public, and let them judge.
Well, you know what? I guess we're going to see whatever we see, because obviously, what is it, a trial, and whether you call whatever is going on an impeachment is a trial.
Impeachment inquiry.
Inquiry is in essence a trial. And if it is a trial, then you have to have evidence, and you have to have evidence that is, you have to have evidence that is overwhelming and enough to clear, convincing evidence.
I think what's going to happen is the Democrats will surely find him guilty and impeach him. And if I'm right about the public, that what's going to happen is
they'll have a trial. Yeah.
Time,
and they'll throw it out in the Senate.
The Democrats are going to be just like the Republicans. They're going to lose a lot of seats. And Trump would still be in the White House.
I think Trump is already looking at that, too. I think, hey, Dean, I gotta let you go, but thanks for calling up.
Bye-bye.
All right. Just by the way, I thought I'd look up the history of daylight savings time in the United States. First proposed by Benjamin Franklin. That was right. He said it was a tongue-in-cheek essay, an economical project for diminishing the cost of light. That was about candles. But the first regular use of daylight savings time in an effort to conserve fuel in World War I, Germany began observing DST on May of 1916, May 1st, 1916. Most of the other European countries then adopted it as well. And the idea of unpopular in Congress, they went to daylight time in wartime. They had wartime for both the United States during that, but it was unpopular afterwards, and daylight savings time became an option observed in some states until World War II, when President Franklin Roosevelt instituted year-round daylight savings time called wartime from 1942 until the end of September of 1945. And then in 1973, we had an Arab oil embargo. Mm-hmm. Then it became the Nixon instituted at that time year-round daylight savings time with the idea of saving energy. And I think the fact is, I don't know if the energy savings are of significance, but I'm thinking it's kind of a wash right now. I think the biggest thing about daylight savings time is the fact that when we change back and forth, people die. More people are going to die on the highways just simply because it's statistically that because of the fact that their body clocks are going to be screwed up.
Yeah, and nowadays commerce happens 24 hours a day.
Right.
In the early first half of the 1900s, you know, everything happened during the day. Nothing happened at night. Everyone went to bed and got ready for the next day.
Yeah.
Now we've got people working third shifts, working through the night. The internet allows us to do things from across the country point.
And we've got a lot more people. We've got a lot more people that are getting less sleep than they really need.
And you said people dying on the highway. You have to also factor in workplace accidents because of fatigue,
yeah,
too.
Well, that's exactly. I mean, the fact is all of those things are basically things and reasons why we should basically just keep the time the same.
Yeah, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
But anyway, yeah. So just looking at it, it was an artificial thing that was created, and Europe, as I mentioned in World War II, they extended even some of the countries, I believe, and Great Britain, I believe, extended at least 2 to 3 hours for the idea. I guess what, to just get people on a different cycle? But, yeah, imagine that fallback on that one.
Right.
Okay. Anyway, but we're talking about anything and everything today. 754-1490. Again, you've got something to talk about that's going on. One of the things that also is happening in the 1st of January is that Illinois will become recreational cannabis is legal in Illinois. Do you think anybody from Iowa is going to go to Illinois?
You bet. Yeah, they're going to be arresting all sorts of people bringing stuff back from Illinois. My guess is I wouldn't be surprised if they just wait on the border and wait for cars to come.
My guess, you want to know the honest truth? My own guess is that there's a certain amount that out of state people can buy. You're not supposed to, it's illegal technically to bring it back. But I think, frankly, I think that unless you're creating it's going to be the kind of thing, they're basically going to be, it's an enforcement that will probably not be happening unless there's some reason. It could be a secondary thing, an offense of some sort, but it's not going to be a primary type
Hopefully.
Of thing.
Hopefully. I don't think we should be wasting police resources.
That's exactly.
On it.
I think they would agree with that.
As long
too.
As you're not hurting anyone, as long as you're not driving under the influence,
yes.
I personally think within the next 5 years, Iowa will follow suit.
Well, and I think that they're modifying, and they have continued to modify their medical marijuana. And California is a good example, as I can tell you, Mike. California is all screwed up because, see, what they've done is they've got recreational marijuana, but it's by every single governing body can do whatever they can choose or not choose to allow it within their confines. So it's not statewide. Now, medical marijuana is statewide and it's universal.
Well, it was with California is kind of its own case, though, because California was essentially the first state in the 90s. There were portions of California that they just started, having marijuana readily available and defying the law. Medical marijuana community. And they started these dispensaries, which kind of started the medical marijuana movement. But when California was making their laws, they were fighting the federal government, hand and fist over what they could do, what they could get away with, what the regulations were going to be. And so it kind of they had to write their laws with one hand while fighting off the government with the other hand.
And they're still doing
it. And
it got
all convoluted and strange.
They still are doing it. We're going to take a break. We'll talk about anything else that's on anybody's mind, whether it's our minds or yours.
To get to this point, it takes hard work, sweat, and determination, but it also takes focus and heart.
A three going to his right.
Oh, he rattles it in!
All season long on the Hawkeye Sports Network.
Iowa host Oral Roberts, Friday night at 6. Brought to you by Bob Dodds Insurance, Reinsmith's Flooring America, the Danville State Savings Bank, and by Standard of Beaverdale on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Super Clean Car Wash looks really nice and all, but I don't have all day to get my car washed.
Oh, it's very fast.
How fast?
We can wash your car clean, super clean, in about 3.5 minutes.
Oh, wow. That is fast. I have 3.5 minutes.
And with the $25 monthly Fast Pass, you can wash your car every day. Dirt, bugs, salt, grime, gone.
And the vacuums are always free to use with every wash?
That's right. Clean your car inside and out.
The absolute cleanest your car will ever be. Not just clean, super clean, on Agency next to Ashley Furniture.
Great River Hospice cares for patients and their families in 4 Iowa counties. Listen to members of the Boyson family from Columbus Junction share their hospice story.
My family and I, we kind of travel in a tribe, and so there's probably 10 of us there. The hospitality that the Great River Hospice House showed to us, that was one of my misconceptions with hospice. I thought hospice was just for the patient. I did not realize the amount of care and support that Great River Hospice would give our entire family.
It relieved so much stress from us. It provided a place that we could be a family again together instead of trying to be nurses at home.
Staff, the nurses, they are special people. They're just, God's given them a gift that not everybody has.
Great River Hospice provides peaceful shelter for patients and loved ones to spend their final time together. When the Boyson family needed hospice care, they chose Great River Hospice and Southeast Iowa's only hospice house. Learn more at greatriverhospice.org.
It's the Bernina Ultimate Embroidery Machine Purchase event going on right now at your Bernina dealer, Riverbank Fabrics, and more. Skyler Street, Aquaca. Come see, touch, and enjoy 3 top-of-the-line models of Swiss-engineered Bernina embroidery machines and receive over $4,000 in exclusive embroidery gifts with purchase of your embroidery machine. If you love to sew, then embroidery takes you to the next level. Bernina, made to create at Riverbank Fabrics and more. A bank full of sewing inspiration in Aquaca.
Imagine never worrying about performing another data backup, a computer meltdown, or ordering another toner cartridge. Hi, this is Mary Beth at J&S Electronics. We offer managed services so you don't have to. Worry-free IT solutions. We provide the people, platform, and services to keep your voice, data, video, and print systems operating efficiently and effectively. The J&S Electronics Managed Services Team can keep your business running smoothly. For service you can rely on, call or visit our website at jselectronics.com.
Welcome back on the talk show. Mikey J, Colin Letty, Steve Exum. We're talking about any of the things that are going on, the crazy things that are in our world. One of the crazy things is the fact that we have this patchwork quilt. A, we talk about daylight savings time, but you know the fact is that you've got Missouri, which still treats marijuana and marijuana convictions basically it's as if they're still in the reefer madness era. You know what? There's no twinkling. There's no sort of lack of enforcement. Now there may be some pockets of Missouri that are different. You got Illinois that's going to be recreationally. Selling marijuana and basically taxing it, and they need the money. Let's face it.
Yeah, they definitely do, and it's no surprise. I was kind of calling this a few years ago that Illinois being in such dire straits, they were going to have to start turning to alternative sources to generate revenue, and with so many states just raking in the dough off of this recreational marijuana,
and
why not?
I actually have a number of states where recreational use of cannabis is legal. So they are Alaska, California, Colorado, Illinois, Maine, Massachusetts, Michigan, Nevada, Oregon, Vermont, and Washington.
Okay. Either are or will be.
Those are all the ones where recreational use is currently legal.
Well, it's not. It's
or
not,
will be legal.
It will be legal. In
Illinois
first,
will be the 11th.
It will be the 11th. So, yeah. And medical marijuana, how many states have
I think there's like almost
30.
There are 30.
15 states where it has been decriminalized.
Yeah. And, it's the reality is the world is changing. And the government isn't, and the federal government isn't going along with the state government. It's a little bit like we've got this whole thing about daylight savings time. states' rights versus the federal government's power to do what they feel like doing. And anyway, that's all. Can Donald Trump make a decree?
He could. That's the thing. I was making this argument earlier. You either have to make it a federal issue and say either all 50 states legalize it or decriminalize it or nobody does, or you leave it up to the states. But the problem is they've been trying to go back and forth with it. The federal government still has it as an illegal drug, but all the states are legalizing it and decriminalizing it. So everybody's just... It's all over the place with this.
I think no matter what side of the issue you're on, I think we can agree that marijuana shouldn't be a Schedule One narcotic.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's we were talking about it a little bit.
I would love to hear the schedules.
The difference between the schedules, and I was wrong. Heroin is a Schedule One. It is a Schedule One.
Okay.
Some compared to some of these other schedules, you'd be amazed. The Schedule One drugs. I was kind of explaining this to Steve a little bit. They're usually the ones that the government just doesn't want to look into or is kind of afraid will lead to like some sort of revolution or something. Schedule One is marijuana, heroin, LSD, ecstasy, and magic mushrooms.
Heroin, I understand. That's pretty dangerous
stuff.
But
Schedule Two, right below, this is below.
Below that, methamphetamine.
Below that is meth, cocaine, Adderall, Oxycontin, and Vicodin.
Fentanyl. What is fentanyl?
Ritalin on that list, too?
I think Ritalin is right there with Adderall. So that's a Schedule of Two. I would assume fentanyl would be a Schedule of Two. Most opiates will come in as a Schedule of Two. Schedule Three is Tylenol with codeine, ketamine, anabolic steroids, fake testosterone, things like that. And then there's actually a Schedule Four, which seems more like... abusing normal prescription drugs like Xanax or Ambien.
Yeah.
That would be a Schedule Four. But yeah, the fact that marijuana is listed higher than cocaine, meth, Oxycontin, Vicodin, that they think marijuana is more dangerous to the public than any of those other things, that's just not true. It's blatantly untrue. And no matter if you're for or against marijuana, you at least need to be factual about
that. And the reality is that the power, or basically the potency of marijuana now is considerably different than the potency of it.
And there's a lot of other products.
20 or 30 years ago,
they're doing a lot of other things and adding the active ingredient in marijuana to a lot of other household item, lip balms and salves and food
and cannabis is being used as cannabis is being used a lot in these vaping things, isn't it?
Yes, and that's where a lot of the bad diseases have come from, because it's come from incorrectly used THC, where there's some form of vitamin E that is causing it to stick in people's lungs in a different way. But a lot of these cannabis products, I've seen a lot of these stores around here. There's one over actually in the Westland Mall here in Burlington.
CBD store,
yes, where they're using for them as for stress relief and anti-anxiety purposes.
Yeah, but they're not using vaping to do it.
No, they're using cannabis is what I'm just adding.
But they do
it's not cannabis, it's here. Hemp. It's hemp. Actually hemp.
They do have vaping, the CBD vape juice that you
they're
can buy it or
THC.
Whatnot. But the big difference, for those of you that don't know all the letters that were thrown out there, THC, tetrahydrocannabinol, is the active ingredient in marijuana.
Right.
That's what gets you high. But CBD is also another compound that's been linked to a lot of medical benefits. It helps you sleep. It reduces inflammation. It reduces intraocular pressure. All sorts of, helpful health benefits that you can get and use without suffering the effects of the marijuana.
It does not have. I believe it has a trace amount of THC in it, but not enough to do anything.
Yeah, to do anything to you. Yeah.
Anyway, all right. Hey, we want to thank those of you that did call in, those of you who listened in. We want to thank you, and to Colin and Mikey J. We'll be back on. It's next on a Monday. Got Robin Johnson. He'll be coming up with He's got a special guest that he will have on the show tomorrow, and we've got some special things coming up in part two of tomorrow as well on a Friday. Have a great, great Thursday.